Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And a good Monday, everybody. Welcome in Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason with you. Willie Donick will be along here in just a little bit as he's in St. Louis getting ready for Preds and Blues tonight. So he'll join us probably in the last hour of the show. But we have so much to get into today. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line, driven by WilsonKennyHyundai.com. The Titans fall yesterday 36-22 at Nissan Stadium to the Jacksonville Jaguars and wasn't pretty. Three turnovers in the first half, four overall. Probably not going to win too many ball games doing it that way. And there's a lot of frustration. And I've Nick Kieser behind the glass as well. I flew in from Chicago this morning, went there this weekend to hang out, watch the game. But I've obviously been awake for a while, and I've really enjoyed Twitter. I put on my Twitter account at ChaseOnGame. Go give it a follow. I have a poll up right now that you can vote on. Who do you blame for yesterday's loss to the Jags? Here are your options in that poll. Derrick Henry, he had two costly turnovers. John Robinson, and one of those turnovers was kind of a bad exchange. But nonetheless, John Robinson, the now former general manager, Todd Downing, or other in which you can reply. And a lot of people, you know, say they blame the turnovers. Fair. A lot of people are saying Amy Adams strunk. We'll get to that. I think that's an interesting answer. Todd Downing certainly gets a lot of the blame for what goes on with the Titans, especially when they play poorly. So I think he can always be in the conversation. But I think the roster obviously goes back to John Robinson, but I think the true answer is you can blame just about everybody. There's a little bit of blame to go around. This team has lost three in a row for the first time since 2018, which was Mike Vrabel's first season as the head coach. And they're just not playing good football right now. And they just lost to a team that I'll give Willie credit. He's been saying it. You know, I don't know how easy the Jags will be. Well, they weren't easy. Trevor Lawrence looked like a Hall of Fame quarterback yesterday. Because the defense couldn't get to him. The defense couldn't stop him. The injuries are clearly adding up on the defense. Jeffrey Simmons playing hurt, can't get to him. I mean, you watch him run around, you can just tell he's got a bad wheel. So there's a lot of blame to go around. There's a lot of reasons. But I go back to the move that was made last week. Amy Adams Strunk decided to fire John Robinson, who never had a losing season as the general manager. She did not feel like the roster building process was going the way that it should. And as she told Teresa Walker of the AP on Friday, she didn't want to wait. She thought it wasn't fair to John, wasn't fair to the team, so go ahead and make the move now. And D-Mace, the distraction, I think, was pretty prevalent yesterday. Four turnovers. That's not going to get it done.
Mm-mm.
And we're going to use today as a little bit of a venting session.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll take your texts. We'll take your calls. Everything is on the table. Except for blaming the media, we had a caller in Robbie and Rex Road that did that, and I laughed. Like, yeah, it's our fault. You know, Derek, how could you fumble the football yesterday?
I don't know.
I threw a pick.
Just about everything. That was an embarrassing performance. I texted a few people and I said, man, this, it looks or it appears. I'm not saying that they are, because it's I've been in that situation before, and I know the guys are, they're playing, they're, you know, whatever they have, they're giving, you know, from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint. But it just seemed like they were going through the motions. After that, after those first two drives, it seems like they put the car in neutral and they just kind of cruise. They got out to 95 miles per hour, 100 miles per hour. And for some reason, once they reached that, you know, mile of a 4 mile race, they just put it in neutral and cruise. Why in the hell they cruise? I have no idea. That's the way it seems. They were uninspired, from the players to the coaches. This was a display of just a team that seemed to be sort of at the end of their. It's almost like that team that goes, you know, 0-12, 0-13, or 0-14, and it's the last game. I'm going back to the prior years when it was only, well, 0-15, when it was only 16 games.
Are you saying?
And they just was like, let's just get this over with.
Right. So are you saying they're in Cancun on three mode already?
That's the way it seemed. I'm not going to sit here and say, yes, they are, but watching that game, that's the way it seemed. The crowd was uninspired after the first series, after the first two possessions, and the team was. Now, the crowd was because the team, that's what the team was giving them. They had no reason after the first two series or after the first two scores, they had no reason to cheer because the Titans didn't give them anything. They didn't take care of the football, which is a no-no. They didn't protect the quarterback. They didn't get to the other quarterback. They didn't make any plays, period, after the first two touchdowns. After that, it was just downhill. Now, they tried to come back at the end, but it wasn't enough. The Jaguars knew they had to get it. It gets, you know, when the Jaguars, I'm watching the game, and I think it's fourth quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, somewhere in there, right there. And they're up two touchdowns, almost three. And instead of going for the field goal to put the game out, like, yeah, out of reach, they chose to go for it. That told me that they felt they were in complete control of that game. They were not scared of the Tennessee Titans. Even though Derrick Henry had rushed for over 100 yards in the first half, they were not scared of the Tennessee Titans. They said, listen, if we don't make this fourth down, our defense is playing well enough, it's going to stop their offense. Derrick Henry has been put back in neutral. This passing game is inept. If we don't make it, we don't care, because we're playing much better than the Tennessee Titans are at this particular time. To me, that was just like, that was one of the, it was almost like the dunk that Zion had the other day with 3 seconds left. And he dunked it. It was just an explanation mark on that game for the Pelicans. Them going for it, and had they been, it was just an exclamation part, mark. Yeah. Like, listen, this is our game. You're not better than us. We know you're not better than us. You're not. We're coaching better than you are today. So even if we don't make it, we feel we're going to stop you anyway. And that's what happened. They stopped him. The Titans couldn't get anything going in the second half, which was very disappointing. That looked like that team out there yesterday looked like a 4-12 team. That's just what they looked like.
I would agree with you on that. I mean, they didn't look inspired at all. They looked like a team, quite frankly, they looked like a team that had gone through a week from hell where their GM got fired. And look, this is going to be my theme today, uh-huh. And I'm not blaming that solely, or blaming the loss solely on that.
But well, if you did, it wouldn't be your fault, because the owner chose to do it.
Right, because you can't tell me for a second that team wasn't distracted this week. You can't. You can sit up there and you can act like it and say, yeah, no, we're good. We're tight-knit team, and we put the noise out. Like, that's a bunch of bull. Like, you can't tell me for a second. And then, you know, look, we've been clamoring for the owner to talk. She did it in a very controlled way, and I credit Teresa Walker of the Associated Press. Teresa's a very fair journalist, and so I know in the clips I saw and the piece that I read, she asked the right questions, but it was a one-on-one instead of standing in front of the media. You kind of knew what was probably going to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that's her prerogative, and she said she didn't want to wait, that it wasn't fair to John and it wasn't fair to the team. Well, you know what's not fair to the team? Firing a guy in the middle of the season and creating that distraction. Oh, by the way, you've already lost two in a row, and mm-hmm. this is a very important game. You win yesterday, you're winning the AFC South. You're probably still going to, but look, it's getting hairy. So you wanted to be fair to the team, yet you created a distraction.
That's not being fair.
Because guess what everybody's been asked about this week? It wasn't about the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, hey, why'd the GM get fired? That's what they've been asked about. And before anybody starts, mm-hmm. says, well, you know, you as the media, you can control the narrative, and you're the ones that wanted to talk about it and keep bringing it up. Newsflash for you. We're not the only people that talk to these players. They're friends, their family. And guess what they've probably been asking about too? Hey, why'd your boss get fired? What happened?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I mean, you're not. I mean, these were, and I read the AP article. I wanted to see the interview, the video interview in its entirety. This is like the transcripts of it, and it's sort of sliced up, and I understand because you probably couldn't put the whole interview in an article. You probably had to put in X amount of words, et cetera, et cetera. This is what, you know, I'm reading the article, and this paragraph sort of stood out. It said, I had already made my decision, Strunk said. AJ had a great game, more power to him, but that didn't actually have anything to do with that. Strunk said she couldn't ignore the holes on a roster that has used 76 different players this season after setting an NFL record with 91 different players last season. Okay, if this is indeed what you decided, why in the hell you give him an extension?
Mm-hmm.
If you had already been going through this process and you had already made your decision, when did you make your decision? Did you make your decision halfway in the season? Did you make your decision five games after, you know, when the season began, five games into the season? Or did you make it after the Philadelphia game? When did you make this decision to, you know, up and fire your GM? Again, you have the right to fire your GM. This is your team. And if you felt the direction wasn't going in the right way, you have every right to fire him. It's your thing. But when you say, I don't want to cause a distraction and I need to do what's best, I want to do what's best for John. Well, what about your team? What about doing what's best for your team? I understand that people will call and say, well, she did do what was best for her team. No, she didn't.
Maybe in the long run.
In the long run, yes, but in the interim, no, she didn't.
But like
in the short, no, she did not.
What harm would it have caused if she had waited till the end of the season?
I mean, I don't know if it would have caused any harm or not. But I am only speaking on, you know, the distraction that you caused as a owner. That's all. Again, you have a right to fire who you want to fire at any point in time, but you know, in knowing that, you got to know that you're going to cause some type of distraction.
Right.
So don't sit here and say, well, I didn't want to cause a distraction, even though she didn't say that, but I wanted to be fair to John. I'm sure John was probably thinking like, this is not fair to anybody. You fire me with five games left and it's going to cause a distraction for the team. Point blank.
615-737-1025. We will take your calls, your texts, your reaction today. The Titans fall 36-22 to the Jags, their third loss in a row, first time they've lost three in a row since 2018, Mike Vrabel's first year. Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A lot of your reaction on deck today. It's Chase Willie D-Mace, 1025, 106.3 The Game.
Mike, the three turnovers there in the first half, that the tail of the game?
Well, it's a large part of the game, But it's not, you know, I mean, we have to be able to get some turnovers. We have to be able to find a way to, you know, to get our hand on the football. You know, I mean, we batted one early on third down, and then we batted one late, and then we had an interception that went through our hands that, you know, turned into a touchdown. So it's obviously very complimentary. Starts with taking care of the football, without question. And then we have to be able to find a way to get a stop, you know, force them to kick a field goal and not turn those turnovers, let those be touchdowns.
That's Mike Vrabel yesterday after the 36-22 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome back in. Chase, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, 615-737-1025. Text line is blowing up. Jeff says, yeah, I'm sure the players were really thinking about John Robinson when they turned over the ball and allowed Ingram to catch 11 passes for 162 yards and two touchdowns. Come on, get real. That was not the reason they lost. Said it was part of it. I didn't say it was the reason, but I think there definitely was a distraction. Four turnovers are going to have a lot to do with losing.
I think sometimes people
have selective hearing. Yeah, I agree.
Selective hearing. And I think, you know, sometimes people in sports, whether, let's just say this team, they have these rosy blue, Titan blue glasses, and they can't see past those glasses. And I understand they diehard fans, and I get it. But I'm not – the distraction was caused during the week. It's not necessarily – listen, when these guys get on the field, it's about them. It's about, you know, trying to do what you can to make sure – that you do your job and the outcome is in your favor. But during a week, there are things – like when you go into a week, you don't want to be worried about anything but game planning. Right. I don't want to be worried about – because I've told you guys this before, that when you walk into a building, you walk into that door, say you are the 33rd person that come in that door. Well, you know what? There's 32 other suitcases at that door with 32 other problems.
Right.
Okay?
You leave them at the
door.
And
you leave that at your door. But unfortunately, the owner, because of what she chose to do, and again, that's her right, but because what she chose to do, that luggage was then brought into the building not by the players, but by her.
Right.
And everybody associated with that decision. So now it's pumping through the air conditioner system. It's pumping through the system now. Yep. Now it's just, you know, it's going through the building. It's like an air freshener. It's just, you know, you walk into one of those stores in the mall and you walk into it and you know, whether, I don't know, Abercrombie, what, however you pronounce it, or one of these other clothing stores, you walk in and it's just that scent to hit you. Why? Because it's going through the system and it's filtering through the store. Well, that's what Amy Adams Strunk did when she decided to fire the GM.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the only reason they lost.
It's not the only reason, but that stench, that smell got into the building, and there was nothing the players can do about it but just allow it to kind of go away on its own.
737-1025. Let's go to Chris, who wants to weigh in on all of this. Chris, welcome in.
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on.
Hey. I just feel like it's a mixture of everything. You got to understand that, yeah, they got rid of the GM, but that doesn't have nothing to do with the game. The reason why they lost is because they simply got outplayed by Jacksonville Jaguars. They got outplayed. They got outcoached. They got outplayed. They got beat. You can't have you can't have your number one running back, all-star running back, and think that's just enough. I feel like we've been thinking, oh, we got Derrick Henry. Yeah, Derrick Henry, he's good. He's a monster. But one man can't win all these games by himself.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you,
Chris.
Look, he's right. And I do think it's kind of interesting because when I put the poll question up on my Twitter account at Chase on Game, go vote on it. If you want to, who do you blame for yesterday's loss? I did put Derrick Henry as an option.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he had two turnovers, but he still had 100. That's the craziness, is he had 120 something yards and the touchdown, But all of that mainly was in the first half, and then he had the two turnovers. I mean, the one on the sideline was all on him. That was bad.
Derrick Henry played a bad game. Played a bad game, people. Let's not get around this. Derrick Henry is an A-plus player, but an A-plus player can play a bad game, and Derrick Henry was one of the causes why they lost that game. You cannot fumble, and I repeat, you cannot fumble the ball twice. When the ball is given to you, it's entrusted in you to not put it on the ground. However, whatever you're going through, the ball is the most important thing on the field. More important than you, the ball is. So do not give it away. Derrick in the second half was a minus. He was an F minus. That's what he was in the second half, along with everybody else. So, yes, Derrick played a good game the first half, but he didn't double down in the second half. He was lost. He disappeared in the second half. And a lot of it had to do with the two fumbles. So, listen, let's not let Derrick escape this blame either. Okay, people?
Don't say,
well, Derrick had a great game. One player can't do it. You're absolutely right. One player can do it, but he can also be a cause of the loss, which he was
onto the football
in the second half. So as good as Derrick Henry is, and as good as he has been, and I'm sure as good as he going to be moving forward, this game, He was a part of the reason why they lost, because he couldn't hold on to the football. Just call a spade, people.
Do you? So I'm trying to think how I want to word this, because we've sat here and we've basically complained that Todd Downing needs to get more creative, but then we'll say he gets too cute. You know that then we'll say, well, the offense is one dimensional. They need to do more. They've been doing these direct snaps to Derrick Henry. And for the most part,
they've worked.
I would say for the most part, they haven't. I mean, I think that it's kind of been hit or miss with that. One of the fumbles was because it was a bad exchange.
Yeah.
And so, my knee-jerk reaction is, can we just stop with the direct snaps? Can we stop with the wildcat? I mean, flea flicker has been fine, but that's Tannehill. Tannehill gets it, hands it off, and then it gets tossed back. So where are you on that, the direct snaps, and specifically that one that caused that fumble?
Todd Downing, and it was a horrible game plan by him in the second half. Let me rephrase that. It wasn't a horrible game plan. It was the game plan that – he was forced to run. He calls plays as much as I think that eventually they need to go in another direction with the offensive coordinator. But what I've noticed that he can only call plays with the personnel that he has available to him. Guys are hurt, and guys are not stepping up. So you can only call based upon the personnel that you have that day. And he's trying to make something happen. Derrick Henry has to hold on to that ball. That direct snap, Derrick Henry has to get it. I don't know what was going on. It seemed like Tannehill went one way, Derrick Henry went the other way, the ball went the other way. It was just a cluster from the start. That has nothing to do with Todd Downing. That has everything to do with execution. There was no execution from the center to the quarterback, to the running back, none. Or from the center to the running back, there was no execution. So I'm not going to fully blame Todd Downing, but he does have a blame in how the game went as a whole. But I'm not going to necessarily blame him for that specific play. If you execute it, then at least you don't turn the ball over. Now, you may get a yard, or you may get minus 3 yards, but you don't turn the ball over. So As much as I think they should move on from Downing after the season, I'm not going to question that particular call, because it's all about executing. If you don't execute the play, it's not going to work, and you're going to get what you got yesterday.
What does that mean moving forward with Todd Downing? We'll continue the discussion. Take your calls and text 615-737-1025. Titans fall to the Jags yesterday. We'll have more. Chase Willie and D-Mace. Presented by Hair Club. Regrow your own natural hair through non-surgical options that deliver impressive results. Hair Club. Love your hair. Live your life.
What happened on that fumble that you had when you were along the sideline? Just a matter of not expecting that hit right at that point?
No, I'm coming off a broken tackle. I mean, I didn't really see. He hit me. The ball came out. That's what happened. I don't know if nobody's seen it, but that's what happened. I got to take the ball.
That's Derrick Henry after the loss yesterday, 36-22. The Jags get the win. Welcome back in, Chase Willie and D-Mace. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason here with you, 615-737-1025. Now, I'm going to ask a question because, look, and I love your interaction on Twitter, on calls, on texts, you know, anything, carrier pigeon, and you're entitled to your opinion. But I do think that people today, because we have such a short attention span and everybody is kind of like squirrel, that there's selective hearing, that you might be in the moment and you hear us say Amy Adams Strong created a distraction, and then people want to be like, oh, so you're blaming her and created the distraction. J-Rob's the one that built the roster. He's been to blame for a long time. Derek, have we not, you especially, held him accountable for his roster decisions?
Yes, I've been talking about this for almost a year now, since the beginning of the season, that I wasn't calling for John Robinson to get fired, no way, no how, because I think in the long run, he's done some really good things, and obviously he has his minuses as well.
Would you have given him the opportunity to fix the roster?
Yeah.
At season's
end. Yeah, because I had signed him to an extension. So, yes, I'm going to give him an opportunity to fix the roster. But, people, I've been saying this roster has not been good for the last 2 years. It hasn't. This has not been a good roster over the last 2 years. Just look at it. Depth-wise, they have none, especially this year. So, when you text or call in and you insinuate that we're only blaming Amy and not John, well, where have you been? We've been talking about John since the season began, about how the lack of depth on this team. My question mark was what? The secondary. Why? Because they had no damn depth. None whatsoever. My question mark was the offensive line at the beginning of the season. Why? Because they had no depth. If any one of those frontline guys get hurt, it's a wrap. And that's what it's been.
Dennis Daly.
It's been a wrap. It's been they're not good. They are a team that if all 22 are playing healthy, they're good. They're a good team. They're a solid team. They can win a playoff game. But if any one of those 22 get hurt, if they start going down like they have been, then this team becomes a good to solid team to a bad team. And we're seeing it now. So we have blamed John Robinson. We have blamed, you know, Todd Downing. We have blamed Amy Adams Strunk. We blame Mike Vrabel. This is not a solely an Amy deal, but Amy made the last move, okay? And the last move was her firing her GM, okay?
Mid-season.
That's going to cause some type of distraction, and that's something we're going to talk about. Now, if you want us to reiterate what we said at the beginning of the season, we can. John and Mike, I'm going to say it that way. John and Mike, because for the longest, we've put those two guys together. They're joined at the hip. So John and Mike put together this roster, and it's not good. The depth is not there, and it has to do with the drafting or the missing on draft picks or the missing on free agents. We've said this at the beginning of the season, but I mean, we've exhausted it now. It was always in John we trust. That's all fans are saying. In John we trust. We'll get it right. Well, look at the hell you at now. John's gone. This team just got their ass kicked yesterday. What more is there? They'll make it to the playoffs. They will. You know why? Because the division is bad. They'll get there. But then what after that? This is a bad roster, and I said it at the beginning of the year. Because of the lack of depth, this is not a good roster, and people didn't want to hear it.
Yep.
Again.
Look, I haven't seen you this fired up in a while, and I'm going to say this right now in front of everybody. I swear if you leave me for Baltimore Radio, I will find you, Derek Mason. I will come find you.
It's this team, and John, and not John, but Mike was right. This team was at a crossroads when they lost that game. And what made that phrase so apparent yesterday was, or what made that phrase so true, let's say that, so true, is he understood, looking at his roster, that, listen, we got to understand we're at a point we're not good enough. And if we don't get this thing together, then there will be an early exit in the playoff, even if we get there. Because if we have a few more injuries, we may not even get there. If we have another injury at a major position, we may not even reach the the playoffs. Or if we do, it will be because the Jaguars, they squandered their games. Houston is bad, and Indianapolis is bad. That's the only way we get there. But besides that, if this division was halfway good, we wouldn't get there. He understood that. That's why he said we're at a crossroads. He's never said that at any point of his tenure as head coach. And they've lost some games. And they've gotten beat down some games. But he's never came out in the media and said, we're at a crossroads.
Nope. And they got lost in the roundabout, and they're back at the same crossroads after yesterday. Let's go to your phone, 615-737-1025. I promise you, we're going phones the rest of the hour, and we start with Crazy Billy, who's on the line with us. Billy, what you got?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking the show. I'm not hoarse because I didn't yell yesterday. I knew we were in for a bad day walking to the stadium. The John Robinson thing was a distraction. The team players had to play better. But as D-May says, where is the depth? We will be lucky if we eke our way into the playoffs. As a season ticket holder, I resolved yesterday. I said, one more season and I'm done. That's how sad it looked yesterday. I left in the third quarter because we were getting our asses handed to us. Torched. D-Mace, I miss y'all so much, man. God bless y'all.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Drew. Drew says, not Downing's fault. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I got on this call, you know, a few minutes ago. I've been listening to you guys, and I could go many different directions. I mean, first off, I just thought about this, putting Dontrell Hilliard on a punt when he's spelling Henry 25% of the time, just absolutely mind-boggling coaching decision there. But, I mean, then you look at the first drive of the third quarter after the Jaguars just held the ball for 7.5, 8 minutes. You get a crackback block on Swaim, who, I mean, thank goodness I only heard his number one time at the game, but, you know, then it's first and 22. Everyone knows that Henry is getting the ball running left, gets the ball running left, and then we finally get the ball back after they score again, and we run some dumb trick play with Henry getting that direct snap, and you're just like, what are you doing? Like, it sort of goes back to what you said, Chase, about, you know, we want creativity, not just being cute for the sake of being cute. And that's been the constant theme. Anytime there's some ridiculous turnover or lull in play, like a high school coach could have called defense against the Titans yesterday. It was so apparent what we were doing. We got the Titans involved. That's the only plus, in my opinion. Robert Woods was actually getting open 15 yards downfield. But the play calling is just, it's not creative. It's cute. That was a perfect way to put it, in my opinion.
All right, appreciate the call, Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
I'm going to say this about the punt team. Mm-hmm. And I get where he's coming from on that and, you know, putting Hilliard out there. But he's
been out there, I think, all.
He has, but like, what else do you want to do? They have no return game. And here's the – I know for the longest time we've kind of hid behind this excuse that, well, the return game doesn't really matter anymore because, you know, the way the rules are set up. I see other teams having an effective return game. Why can't the Tennessee Titans?
Well, the Jags ran one back yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was a bogus, and I mean a bogus holding call. Seriously. The Titans got bailed out on that one.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, big time they did.
The caller downing the play calls, I mean, again, he's calling what he can. I didn't think and we all have our opinions. I didn't think the direct snap was bad. I just think they executed it. You know, they didn't execute it the way they should have executed it. Now, would it have gotten a home run? I don't know. Would it have gotten 5 yards? I don't know. It probably would have got -3. I don't know. But I know had they, had Derrick Henry caught the snap, or if it was a good snap, then at least the Titans would have had the football in their hand. You know, they wouldn't have been on defense trying to stop Jacksonville from scoring in their own territory.
I have one line available, 615-737-1025. We'll rifle through these calls. Coming up next, Chase Willie and D-Mace. Do want to pass this along for those of you that have been following on Twitter. Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach was taken to the hospital yesterday. The university has issued another statement. It says Mississippi State University head football coach Mike Leach remains in critical condition at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson. Mike's family is with him and appreciates the overwhelming expressions of love and support for the coach, but also requests that their family's privacy be respected at this time. That is the extent of the information that MSU has available regarding Coach Leach's condition, and the university will make no other comment at this time. MSU will issue additional information via social media when it becomes available. Reports are that he did suffer a heart attack. So thoughts and prayers with Mike Leach as he remains in critical condition. We'll keep you updated if anything comes out on that. More of your calls on the Titans next, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase Willie, D Mace, 1025 1063 The Game, 615-737-1025. You can watch us streaming on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Our video streaming presented by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at 1025 The Game Nashville. Back to your phones we go. Your reaction to the Titans. Anything and everything is on the table, because I think we can all agree there's a lot of blame to go around. Three straight losses, first time since 2018, 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam wants to weigh in. Adam, welcome in.
Hey, buddy. I hear everybody. I think D-Mace is closest to how I'm feeling. I just feel like the line yesterday, like I don't like Downing, but it looked like the game plan was run Derek till the wheels fall off, until things got sideways, and then you had to throw. I don't like that line, man. Y'all said it. I'm not surprising you by saying that, but, like, dang, how can we be so bad at the line? Like, I feel like we could be ideally like San Fran if our line was good. Like, I don't – left tackle so bad. I mean, is the Jaguars – are they that good that we can't block that guy, that linebacker coming off the edge like that? Tannehill holds the ball too long. It looks ugly, but that's the big thing. Like, if we had Conklin here, does it make that big a difference? Probably not on that side. Taylor Lewan, do you pay him that extra year? He's proven he's been hurt. Like, it's a long thing, but the line is everything, man. Like, all the good teams have good lines, and we don't have a good line.
I appreciate the call, Adam. I think that's right. But I'll say this, and this is where – and this comment is not to insult Ryan Tannehill. This mm-hmm. is just me stating a fact. You can get away with poor offensive line play if you have an elite quarterback that knows where to go and mm-hmm. has receivers and get the ball to, and he can manipulate the pocket like Brady, like Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow has made last year a bad offensive line that everybody knows is bad, he's made it work. And this year it's a little bit better, but he still made it work. Tannehill is the type of guy that you gotta be great around him. He mm-hmm. needs a great offensive line. And John Robinson knew that, and he didn't address it. So this is where they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, he tried to address it, but, you know,
didn't work.
The first round pick that he got at right tackle played four plays, and that was kneel downs, and now he's not in the league anymore. You know, Radens looks like a bust. Petit Frere looks okay. Think he'll be okay, but that's kind of where they are. So I agree. I think there's some truth to that. Let's go to John. John wants to weigh in on bad wide receivers. John, welcome in.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, man, I'm with D-Mace, man. I'm typically even keel, but I'm highly disturbed at the production that Evan Engram came into Nissan Stadium and had. In the previous 5 weeks, he had about 16 targets total. Yesterday, he had a season high in targets with 15, catches with 11, yards with 168, and tubs with 2. And I'm wondering how come we can't scheme guys open like that. Chigakonkwo had a great first quarter, and it's like we quit going to him. And he's been the best receiver sometimes with Treylon Burks. And I just, you know, we don't really have a D-mate, somebody who can go out there and chop you up on the route tree. You know, how come we can't scheme guys open? I'll hang up on this.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call.
And that's, you know, that's been the question the whole season. Why is this receiving core this bad? Are the guys that they have on this team right now this bad? I don't want to believe they're this bad, but man, numbers don't lie. Everything else, you know, people lie, but numbers, I'm looking at these. There's no way to get around these numbers, man. I mean, you got one receiver over 400 yards. That's Robert Woods at 406 yards. Everyone else, 370, 359, 347. The third leading receiver on this team is Treylon Burks, and he's missed six games.
Yep.
Five, six games. I don't want to believe these guys are this bad, but boy, oh boy, the numbers are not telling me anything different. So it's either they're this bad or Downing is this bad. One of the two, it's probably a combination of both, you know?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where more than one thing can be true.
Yeah. So there we go.
Let's go to Ali. Ali wants to weigh in on the Titans. Welcome in.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Mm-hmm. I ain't here to blame nobody. There's plenty of blame to go around in the organization. I just want to come in and say, I think we should lose the rest of the games, miss the playoffs, get a higher draft pick. No reason to make the playoffs for a one-and-done game. So I want to see what you guys have to say about that.
All right. Thanks, Thank Ali. You, Ali. Appreciate the call.
I can't go. I can't prescribe to that. I just can't. Now, would it probably help them in the long run? Yeah, because they can move up in the draft. And they could potentially, if they don't win another game, they would get a top 10, 12 pick, I believe. But, you know, you don't want to go down that road because once you go down that road, I don't think you can get off. So I understand what Ali is saying, you know, because of the roster, it seemed like they're going to be chasing picks for a while here. So to end the season with just 7 wins and getting a top 12 pick, yeah, I can see it, but I can't prescribe to it as a competitor. I can't go down that route.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and this is kind of the balance, is when you know it's time to get up from the table, when you know that it's time to walk away and start over, mm-hmm. and that's the crossroads that I believe the Tennessee Titans are at right now, is this roster is just good enough to win a bad division and therefore make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But they're probably not going to do anything with it whatsoever. But do you, at the end of the season, get up from the table, mm-hmm. make some tough decisions, have some tough conversations, And no, I don't mean, you know, necessarily fire the head coach. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, you know, maybe you do move on from Todd Downing, but maybe you move on from some players as well, even mm-hmm. though I don't believe they will. Or do you keep trying to duct tape this thing together to keep this window open? Because that's exactly what it is right now. And it sucks. Like, I hate that they have in some ways wasted the window for Derrick Henry, and they're probably not going to win a championship with him. Probably not even going to sniff one with him, even though they did get to the AFC championship a few years ago. But I think many believe that they were overmatched in that mm-hmm. game, and Kansas City took him out of that game. But that was also 3 years ago, 4 years ago, three. At what point do you just rip the Band-Aid off and say, it's time to start over?
Well, that's the decision.
And they've kind of done that because they fired the GM.
That's the decision that the owner's going to have to make. And I think the fans will know at the end of the season whether this team is serious about moving forward and putting together a better roster, a better coaching staff, or if they're just trying to say, like you said, Chase, duct tape this thing together and try to keep on pushing it down the road. We'll see once the season ends, because if they choose to keep certain individuals, coaches and players, then we know they're trying to duct tape this thing and keep on pushing it down the road. And, oh, may I add this? I wouldn't make Mike Vrabel so comfortable if I'm the owner. I wouldn't. I would not make him comfortable. And I'm pretty sure she has not made him. Yeah, I don't think she's made it. I think she's made him a little bit uncomfortable by what she did Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, because, yes, it's John's fault, but everybody has a hand in this. The where this team at is at, everybody has a hand in it.
I agree. Coming up next, we'll get to Ron Davenport, because you know what? A lot of things looked bad yesterday at Nissan mm-hmm. Stadium. TD didn't. TD looked good. We'll talk to Teron next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.